I'm Derek Cardwell with this recap of Saturday's action at the Knoxville Raceway. It was a near-perfect night for racing with no worries about the weather, except for how spectacular the Knoxville sunset would be. In time trials, Chase Young was the fastest, going 17.795. In 360s, Jamie Ball claimed quick time at 16.108. And in the 410s, Brian Brown was fastest at 16.182. Racing started, and in the Pro Sprints heat, Mike Mayberry and Brandon Worthington were victorious. When the Pro Sprints A main started, Casey Friedrichsen took off to lead the first three laps, but Mike Mayberry found something through the middle of the turns and powered by Friedrichsen on lap four.
Meanwhile, Mayberry not done yet. He's all over the leader, Casey Friedrichsen, at the flag stand with three down and 12 to go. Side by side in turn two, through the middle is Mayberry. On the bottom is Friedrichsen. Friedrichsen somehow holds him off. Into turn three, that will change. Out of turn four, Mayberry now the leader.
Mayberry would hold on to the lead and win his eighth career race at Knoxville. The 360A main once again had Joe Bieber in the front row. He led the first five laps until Aaron Reitzel, trying to make up from last week's crash, came on the scene.
Oh, man.
Move by Reitzel into turn four, just blows by Jamie Ball and slides him in turn four for third.
Ball had to have known that was coming at some point.
So Reitzel to third. Now he's on the tail tank of Higday as they ride the bottom through turn one and two. That's all behind the race leader, Joe Bieber. Now here come Higday and Bieber, Reitzel.
Three wide
for the lead out of turn four. Give it to Aaron Reitzel. Reitzel wins that three wide battle. He takes the lead.
It was a redemption from last week as Reitzel took the lead and never gave it up to win at the Knoxville Raceway.
12 laps remaining. You had to kind of go for it right there. And they had him low, they had him high, and you went right through the middle down turn four.
Yeah, the track finally just started, getting a bunch of mud thrown out in the middle, and it was just honestly just perfect timing where I just got by Jamie and kind of found it, and then next lap coming through, 24 went to move up, and the 53 just didn't get a good run, and I had a good run coming through, so just it all played out good. I got decent at the end. I was good in clean air. I was struggling early. I don't know. I couldn't hit the bottom. I couldn't hit the middle. Couldn't hit the top. I think I almost fell back to fifth at one time. And yeah, it all ended up playing out good though. But car was good. Motor was great. Don Long's motor under the hood, a Mall Racing engine. So can't thank them guys enough for that. And good bounce back from last weekend. So see if we can go and get the 410 one now too.
In the 410 A main, Dusty Zomer started on the front row along with Dustin Selvage. The Dustin and Dusty show turned into a battle between Zomer and Brian Brown, with one running the bottom and the other hitting the top.
Brown is closing in, coming to the flag stand at lap number 7. It's only 3/10 of a second. Zomer's lead right now. He keeps it on the bottom as Brown is really riding the rail here. And when you run up top like that, you just got to be patient. You got to commit to it, stay up there, wait for the car to just build the momentum, and then go. And that's exactly what Brown is doing. He's gaining lap by lap. Here he is now. He has caught Zomer in turn two. Coming out of two, Zomer with just a car length advantage here on Brown. Meanwhile, McCarl has slipped about a half a straightaway back in third. The race is for the lead. Zomer continues to hold off Brown at lap number 9 by 2/10.
Chase Randall's up.
By midway, it looked like Brown may have caught Zomer and passed him, but Zomer, who had Knoxville legend Danny Lasoski, who knows a thing or two about running the bottom on his pit crew, was hitting his marks and keeping Blackjack behind him.
Meanwhile, race to the lead again. Here comes the 21. Drag race to the stand. They score Brown the leader that time by 19/100 of a second.
Let's see if he can hold it.
But Zomer coming back on the bottom, and he gets it right back out of turn two.
Bottom of two is strong for sure.
Now Zomer slides up top in turn four, trying to take away that momentum run of Brown. He maintains the lead, 15 down, 5 to go for Zomer.
Zomer changing his lines in turns 3 and 4 may have been the move of the race as it stopped Brown's momentum. It was all Zomer needed as he would hold on and win at the Knoxville Raceway for the first time in 9 years. Zomer said in victory lane he took concise notes from the dude.
I've known you since you started racing. I don't recall you ever saying that tight on the bottom of a racetrack before.
I took a lot of notes from Lasoski running the bottom there like that. So I just tried to, every restart, I tried to hug it as good as I could and keep the car underneath me. I knew he was fast, and I was going to try to make him obviously pass me on the outside, but I was getting too stagnant on the bottom of 3 and 4, so once I saw him, I changed my lineup over there, and I think it was for the better. But anytime you see that 21 car pull up alongside you, it makes you sit up in the, you know, the steering wheel a little bit more. But super happy for the team.
This Saturday is another weekly night of sprint car racing at the Knoxville Raceway. For KNIA Cabarrus Sports, I'm Derek Cardwell. More of today's Lely Radio Sports page is next.